Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Today on Caravan of Garbage... No, start again. I said carfish. Today on Caravan of Garbage, I just want to emphasize up top that we are looking at something that I consider great, if not one of the best Star Wars things ever made, ever created.
Can I emphasize?
Yes.
Why do you think that?
Because, Mason, it's for a number of reasons. I'm happy to get into it.
Please.
For those who don't know, we're looking at Star Wars : Clone Wars. Not The Clone Wars, which was a movie then television series, which is still continuing to this day. They brought it back. This was the first ever real look at George Lucas's...
Hence the title.
That's right. This was the first look at George Lucas's much fabled and little known about The Clone Wars.
Okay, yes.
Which we haven't really seen it in live action movies.
Well, it was first referenced in Star Wars 1.
Yes, that's
A
right.
A New Hope.
Yes.
Right? It was, wasn't
Star
it?
Star Wars 1.
Yeah, Star Wars 1.
The New Hope.
Obi-Wan Kenobi says, oh, I know him from the Clone Wars. And for years, we're all like... It's still Clone Wars.
What's that about?
It's bloody fascinating.
It wasn't allowed to be touched in Legends, really. It was kind of loosely referenced, like some clone Jedis turn up in some...
Is there any reason for that? It's because it was Lucas was like, I've got a story for this.
He's got a story for it. But the thing is, he didn't create this narrative. He handed this over to Tartakovsky, famous animator. He'd done Samurai Jack, which is probably the thing this most closely resembles.
War and Peace he did.
He also did War and Peace, yes.
I'm thinking of Dostoevsky.
No, they're both the same.
Okay, good.
This has a very distinct look that we hadn't really seen in any kind of Star Wars medium before. It's kind of...
That was Leo Tolstoy.
I don't care.
War and Peace.
Okay. I don't care, Mason.
All right.
We're not talking about War and Peace. All right?
We'll be talking about War and Peace.
One day we'll do War and Peace. But George Lucas was interested in this kind of different anime-esque look, which is but he's like, I don't really want to write the stories. You can take care of the stories.
Okay.
So can you just fill in this gap between movies?
Oh my God, that is a Hollywood bigwig move. I want to touch on this with this animation. Can you do everything else? But that's what I want to do.
I really want to tell the story of the Clone Wars, except... I don't really want to.
I don't want to think about the words or the things people say or what happens in it. And I don't want to design how it looks. But I like other people to do all those things and then I'll approve it.
Then I'll go, yeah, why not? It was actually originally supposed to be commercials to boost Star Wars toy lines.
I can absolutely say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they were supposed to be like a minute each, but they ended up doing... Two initial seasons, what we're looking at today,
they
volume
just
one.
Blew it out to 3 minutes apiece.
3 minutes apiece. The first volume is about an hour in length. Mm-hmm. Now, at the time, they kind of released them weekly and then, you know, bulk released them, you know, on DVD.
Right, uh-huh.
But you said, because you'd never watched them before, or at least in a row, you found it a bit unrelenting to watch them.
It's unrelenting, just like fast-paced, fast-twitch action.
Yeah.
Like, it feels very much like Star Wars... As seen through like a video game generation.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the
I was going to say ADHD generation, but then I changed my mind. But then I changed my mind again and I said
You went for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's the thing. It's no longer canon.
Dostoevsky wrote Crime and Punishment.
Oh, I don't care, Mason. No one cares.
All right.
No one cares in the world.
It's a thing and a thing. I'm just saying that's how you could be confused. You know what I mean?
No, I can understand that. So, yeah, I think when I watched it at the time, it definitely plays easier if you kind of break it up and you do like 3 minutes here, three minutes there in these self-contained stories.
But see, I had no idea that was the case. And so I'm just like plowing through and I'm like, boy, there's a lot of really fast-paced lightsaber battles where it's one dude versus like 50 robots and then he swipes at all the robots and all their legs come off and then he like force pushes them and then more robots show up and he's like, better kill all these robots too and then he, you know.
You're talking about the Mace Windu.
I'm talking about the whole thing.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Did you have any standout sections or characters?
The one that popped, I think, was Obi-Wan Kenobi versus like some sort of weird slug man Dirge. In a suit of armor.
Yeah, I love that one. Uh-huh. So that's the first introduction of a couple of things. First of all, Obi-Wan Kenobi in the clone trooper outfit.
Yes, uh-huh.
I love that. I love that look. Mm-hmm. It's been adopted numerous times since. But
it's got some great flowing hair in this,
so good. In this series. This is episode 2 hair. If we move to volume 2, uh-huh. they change it up. He cuts the mullet.
Mm.
But yeah, I love that whole section.
Big mistake. Of all the terrible actions and errors made during the Clone Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi cutting his mullet off is probably number one.
I agree. I mean, he had to for the desert anyway. You can't keep that in the desert. It's outlandish. It's outrageous. You get sand caught in it. It's hot. Yeah. I guess it keeps the sun off your neck.
I hate sand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know you. I hate sand. Yeah.
It's rough and it gets in my mullet.
That Dirge character, though, he's not canon for the moment. But
okay.
When he was introduced, the idea was that he was tortured by Mandalorians for like hundreds of years and imprisoned.
Uh-huh.
Because he kind of is this immortal regenerating being.
Uh-huh.
He just keeps coming back. And so he's got this hatred for Mandalorians because the clone troopers are...
Mandalorian DNA.
Well, they're technically not anymore. It's been changed. I'm not going to get into it.
I'm sorry, what? Let's talk about that afterwards.
At the time this came out, I think...
Give me a hint as to why are they not...
Jango Fett's not a real Mandalorian, essentially.
Oh, of course. Okay, right. So Dirge, he's on a fool's errand.
He's on a bloody fool's errand, mate.
But he feels like a bit of an idiot.
He's on a big old tear, though, to kind of...
Much like Dostoevsky's The Idiot.
Nobody cares, Mason.
1869.
Okay. What I love about this guy is, though, he just keeps coming back. Like he gets impaled at one point, mm-hmm. gets cut in half, his arm comes off.
Yep.
I like
just
all
comes
the,
off.
Just comes off. Whoop. Like all these I like he's got the different weapons, he's drawing blasters and he gets them cut, and then he's got the shields on his arms.
That's pretty sick.
And I love the bit where he turns up at the very end and he just gets gunned to pieces. He explodes and then he comes back as a weird spaghetti monster.
Yeah, for sure.
Swallows Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Did he build that armor or did somebody build it for him?
I have no idea.
Because he's a spaghetti monster.
He's a spaghetti monster. I mean, you don't want people to know you're a spaghetti monster. If I was a spaghetti monster, I would hide that, I'd imagine.
If I was a spaghetti monster, I'd be rolling up to like nightclub openings in my limousine and just spaghettiing out of the windows. And people would be like, oh my God, Spaghetti Maso.
He's here.
Get photos with spaghetti.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the little beats in this because the pauses, it is unrelenting, but there are moments.
Brief moments
of,
to catch
of like
your breath.
Levity and, yeah, exactly, to catch your breath. There's a bit where he swallows Obi-Wan Kenobi. The clone trooper pauses and shoots him with like a little electricity.
Yep, and then he explodes.
Which I quite like.
How do you feel about the voice actors? Nobody's back, right?
Some I like more than others. The only one who's back is Anthony Daniels because he will do anything.
Yeah.
But no, this is mostly, at the time, the video game cast. Some of these went on to continue in other things. The voice of Obi-Wan in this goes on to be him in the Clone Wars, the next Clone Wars series.
Oh, okay.
But the one
Clone
who,
Wars Degrassi, the Next Generation.
Correct.
<Yeah.
laughs> But the one who does Hayden Christensen, Anakin, he's gone. He's not. He doesn't do it anymore.
I feel like they kind of... They tested the voices, talking but not yelling.
Oh, okay.
Because they seem fairly accurate
when
they're just like, hello, Anakin. Hello there.
The sand in my mullet.
Yes, exactly. Anakin. But when it's time for screaming, it's just like...
Well, I think that definitely improves.
Okay,
and a lot of these guys are still working, doing Star Wars voices, if not the same characters. They're still in the universe doing other things. What did you think about Mace Windu barehanded beats up an army of droids?
I don't know. See, here's the thing, because I don't know what of it was meant to be drama or melodrama and what was meant to be comic relief. Was Mace Windu the B-plot comic relief? Because at one point he's like speed bagging these these robots barehanded.
I think the idea is it's a bit of levity, it's a bit of a laugh, but you see, you kind of get a bit of him that you don't see in the movie. Because Sam Jackson, when he made these movies, you know, he would have been 50, 55, if not more. Mm-hmm. You know, and you see that fight that he has with Emperor Palpatine. It's quite slow and one of them's clearly got a CGI head. But this you can kind of show like an exaggerated version of the Force.
I guess, but I feel like that's the same as Yoda during, is it episode 2 when he fights Count Dooku?
Yeah, sure.
And it feels, let him... I feel that's the point of the Jedi is then, you know, they don't have to stay spry and you know, unstoppable their entire lives.
Right.
They can sort of, you know, lose their fighting abilities but gain something in wisdom.
Yeah.
They don't have to be bouncing around like a little rubber ball, you know?
So you think no more bouncing around like a rubber ball.
Mm-hmm.
Count Dooku should be in like a little chair that he shuffles around in? Hover chair?
No, I think he should be regular.
Yep.
But he keeps his lightsaber in one of those, like, you know, those fake leather, like, shopping baskets on wheels that he pushes in front of him real slow. And maybe it turns into a seat at some point. Like, you can flip it down, it becomes a seat, and he just slowly sits down on the seat and he gets his lightsaber out and he waggles
it
about.
That makes sense to me. It is weird that he's an apprentice and he's a 90-year-old man.
People can come to stuff late.
Yeah, that's
true. He's the George Clooney of being an evil Sith Lord.
That must be it, because George Clooney was famously 77 when he was in Ocean's 11. Is
exactly.
that right?
And he was 90 when he got those Nespresso ads. So...
What is...
He can fly in this.
Who?
Can he fly... Dooku. Not George Clooney. He can fly in this. He can, like...
I guess any of them can float a little bit if they need to. That's not something we've really seen in the movies too much. They certainly flip a lot.
They do flip.
Dooku can
of.
Flip in the movies, but not so
well,
much
Well, he's
this.
Stuntman again with the head pasted on.
Yes, that's right, yeah. But if we're speaking of Dooku, there's a side story of this is Asajj Ventress, who the design of which was going to be the original new apprentice for Palpatine in episode 2.
Oh.
So that's an unused concept.
But then it became Dooku.
Then it became Dooku.
Why though, I wonder?
I guess they went, we got Christopher Lee. I don't know that for a fact. But
Christopher Lee wandered into our production offices one day.
And we went, oh yeah?
I'll do.
That's all fine. Right. But she's a character that's gone on to be made canon since.
I see.
There's a few appearances of characters for the first time that survived this series to go on.
So the events of this are not canon?
No, though you could technically fit them in because, for at the moment at least, because yep. the first volume starts just after episode 2 and the second volume goes up to right when Revenge of the Sith starts.
Ah.
And that era has not been covered exactly just yet.
So New Clone Wars, when is that set?
Kind of in between everything else.
Okay.
But again, this isn't considered canon regardless.
All right.
What did you think of the weird werewolf man? That was an introduction. A werewolf man.
Yes.
A werewolf Jedi man.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You can't rule that out in this
can't
universe.
Keep a good werewolf man down.
I mean, he isn't canon now, is he?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'd say probably.
Okay.
Okay, here's some other Jedi that that we see a lot more of. Kit Fisto. Underwater squid Jedi, master of the sploosh.
One of the great Jedis, if in name only.
Yes, that's right. Do you know what ends up happening to him?
Is it some sort of underwater autoerotic asphyxiation?
No. He goes to arrest Senator Palpatine.
Oh, another one.
He gets stabbed immediately.
Huh.
He's in that set of Jedi that turned up to be like, you're under arrest, babe.
Oh, yeah. that guy's a machine in this.
Yes.
He's all shirtless and running around and shooting big force underwater bubbles at people.
Yeah, he's the Aquaman of Jedi.
Yeah.
He's controlling big old Big old fish eels and stuff? Yeah.
Well, that's an undignified way to go.
Actually, here's
that's kind of why I don't like... Was this made in between episodes 2 and 3?
Yes, this
it
one was.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Mm. Huh. But I think I like that, though, because that's his element, this guy.
Yeah. Oh, I
like,
see,
like, he's
right.
Not great on land in a big, heavy robe.
Yeah, right.
But you get him shirtless in the water, he's loving it, mate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Maybe stick to the surf, buddy.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe that's your option there.
Here's a fact about him, though.
I'm ready.
He invented the bifurcation. Silicon ignition pulse device, which
is that
a two-way means,
lightsaber?
No, that basically means you can use your lightsaber underwater, and a lot of that's now canon, and a lot of other Jedi can now use that.
So he's also a nerd.
Yeah, he's also a nerd.
Wow. which is ironic because you can't flush him his head down the toilet.
No, you really can't.
Because he can breathe underwater.
You stay there all day, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
Another one who we get a bit more play of is Master Luminara and her apprentice.
And he's got like a cloaca, so you can't wedge him either.
No, you really can't. But another one that gets a lot of play is Master Luminara and her apprentice. They're the ones who get stuck in the cave.
Yeah, huh.
When later, these are just interesting facts that I read into. I hope
you
don't mind.
Well, that's good because that's all I want out of this is interesting facts.
After her death, rumors began to spread that she'd survived the Clone Wars and was still alive, with those rumors existing as late as 14 years after the war ended. And this is actually canon, but in reality, the Empire used her remains to lure Jedi survivors into traps. So they could be killed.
Like as a sort of marionette situation?
Yeah, to be like...
Yoo-hoo!
From a distance.
I've got some Jedi secrets! Come get them!
So I like that. It's kind of grim and dark, but interesting. So I think that's something that ends up happening in Rebels.
Mm.
You know what else I like about this?
What's that?
We get competent clone troopers. There's one section of them infiltrating a city.
Yes.
And they've all got their tactics and abilities, and they're coming down on bloody... wires and shit.
Yeah, you've got red guy. You've got two blue guys. You've got generic guys. Here's what I'm going with this. I couldn't relate to them. They don't have any personalities.
Well, I don't think that was the point. I think the point is that's something they definitely do flesh out in the Clone Wars.
I see, right, okay.
But I like the idea of instead of guys that just can't hit the broadside of a bloody Death Star, they're tactical and purposeful and they know what they're doing.
And some of them have two guns.
Some of them have two guns.
Pew, 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 pew.
That's exactly it.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah. I don't love the Anakin stuff in this and I think it might be the voices. I find the voice a bit off.
And the constant surly expression.
Yes, the scowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But you do get something that you don't really see that much of in the movies and that is Anakin being a good pilot. Like you see him doing some pretty spectacular stunts and whatnot.
Uh-huh, sure.
Not just like accidentally blowing up a big donut.
Okay, but if I may.
Yes.
They've just drawn that. He didn't actually do any of it.
No, they
the animators of the Clone Wars just drew a thing.
Yeah.
So it's more, I'd compliment the skill of the animators more than Anakin Skywalker, a fictional man.
Okay, sure.
You know?
No, I can understand
that.
Okay,
right.
Yeah. But we do end up getting flashes of him going dark where he defeats Asajj Ventress and he grabs her wrists and he's like, now I'm in charge of this situation. That's actually Yavin 4 where the first Death Star is going to blow up, where the Rebel base is.
Oh.
Yeah,
and he's like, now I've saved this planet forever.
Yeah, but another thing it does have is the first introduction of one of your favorite characters, General Grievous.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dexter Jetster, but whatever.
Well, he's four arms. It's still a four-armed character. You'll take it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
They're brothers. The brothers Karamazov. 1880.
Boo, Mason! Boo! Also, in that moment where Grievous is kind of, you know, stalking these Jedi characters, including that dude with the cone head.
Yes.
The Dan Aykroyd one.
Uh-huh.
We get the first introduction, and this guy's had a bit of a resurgence lately, of Shaggy. It's basically Shaggy, the Jedi. He just looks like Shaggy, and he's scared, and he has a lightsaber.
Yeah, right.
He gets stomped by Grievous. Here's something I never understood about Grievous.
Yes.
He doesn't have the Force.
Yes. What do you mean?
Just crush him.
Oh, like a tin can?
Yeah. It actually happens in volume 2 of this. Mace Windu. That's why he's got the breath thing, because Mace Windu just crushes his chest.
Yeah.
But in any situation here, any of these Jedi, no matter what skill level you're at, you can just pull his head off.
It's very
true. I don't understand
it. He's just a droid.
Yeah.
But is there any canon material in which like is there any force proof metal or anything like that?
I don't believe so. He's just been trained by Dooku.
Well, then this is pretty dumb, isn't it?
Well, he's just always been this kind of unrelenting.
Yeah, right.
Tactical monster.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's got him through.
Yeah, right.
But he's still.
Yeah, I mean, the trick would be jump away from him.
Yeah.
Crush his head.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly it. Okay. Here's something I find interesting in this moment with Grievous. The first introduction of Mason.
Yes.
Also there is Shaak Ti. And this is a character I showed you a picture of before we started for some reference. This is a character that's had her death depicted in Star Wars media 5 separate times.
Really?
Yes. Okay, I can go through.
So is this... Is it some sort of comic relief? Is she the Kenny of the Star Wars universe?
It seems to be that way. I'll go through it. Basically, to start with, in Revenge of the Sith, there's a deleted scene where, you know, remember when they storm aboard General Grievous's ship to rescue the Emperor or whatever before he's the Emperor? There's a moment where they confront Grievous and he's got Shakti in front of him and he just puts a lightsaber through her.
Oh, wow. Right? Okay.
So that's number one.
Yeah, I remember that one.
She's also killed in a Force vision that Yoda sees in the Clone Wars.
In this Clone Wars?
No, in the next Clone Wars.
The next Clone Wars, okay, right,
Anakin, when he storms the Jedi Temple and kills all the Jedi. Another deleted scene from Revenge of the Sith, she's also murdered.
So they just murdered her twice?
Yes.
And we're like, which should we use, one or both, or...
That's it.
They went with neither in the end.
That's right. In The Force Unleashed, the first video game, you take the lead character to a weird mud world and you have a boss battle with her and she falls into a tentacle pit or something and explodes.
Great.
And the last one is she's beheaded in one of the Lego Star Wars games. So 5 separate depictions of her death.
So she's killed in a game where, generally speaking, no one ever dies.
That's right, exactly.
Wow, they've really gone to extreme. So here's the question then. Canonically, she's still alive though.
No.
Oh.
I think canonically she was... Yeah, the vision that Yoda had in the Clone Wars was what ended up happening to her.
Oh, I see. Right,
yeah, because that's the only one of these which is actually canon.
Okay, well...
I guess.
Yeah,
now.
For now.
Because they can really bring back anyone at any point.
They'll certainly bring her back to kill her again.
Yes.
So...
The thing is, I like this more than the Clone Wars animated series, the 3D one. Not that I've seen all of that. I know that's a beloved series. Mm-hmm. But I think the reason they kind of cancelled this was, this seems a lot more difficult to animate than you can design a character model and then use that for
forever, number
of seasons.
Exactly. You got to freshly draw that Anakin scowl
in every
scene, don't you?
Yeah.
You got to individually hand-draw those weird tentacles from Spaghetti Man.
That's right. I mean, obviously, you can also reuse 2D animation.
Yeah.
But the rate that they'd be able to pump out the 3D stuff, I'd imagine, would be a lot easier, especially with more modern technology.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's kind of a shame that this is no longer canon, but I really enjoy this fun little jaunt down memory lane of Legends, the Clone Wars, Mason.
Mm.
Or just Clone Wars. All right? It's not the Clone Wars. Don't make that mistake, all right?
Is the other one the Clone Wars?
The other one's the Clone Wars.
Okay,
that's right. Yeah.
If they reboot it again... Clone Wars.
A Clone Wars.
A Clone Wars.
A Clone Wars story.
Boy, I sure am tired of all these A Clone Wars.
Yeah. But you're kind of not really interested to check out Volume 2? Because we'll probably cover that at some point and I'll make you.
Yeah, you will. So I guess I'll have to. I can tell you what. Yeah, I'm really interested.
Yeah.
I'm using reverse psychology on James. He doesn't know.
But the thing is, the second season is more mapped out as one kind of giant story.
Oh.
So it's not as kind of 3 minutes, 3 minutes, 3 minutes. It's one kind of continuous narrative.
Oh, maybe
it would
be more interesting.
You might enjoy it a bit more.
Yes.
Yeah. But regardless, this is one of the best Star Wars things ever made, and you're wrong if you have a different opinion on that. That means I'm talking to you specifically, Mason,
and
anybody in the comments who thinks otherwise.
Leave a comment.
But leave a comment.
Yeah, but watch yourself.
Watch yourself. And do you want to see a Clone Wars?
I'd love to see
Star Wars, a Clone Wars story.
Yeah. Yes.
I do find it so weird that George Lucas wanted to map out the Clone Wars and then went, someone else could handle the bulk of that.
Yeah.
I'll kind of touch on it in the movies, but...
What if there was some clones and they were in some wars?
Mm.
Somebody do that for me.
Yeah. I'm going to lie down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to lie down in this food court in Adelaide.
Yes.
And have a little meal.
That's it. All right, listen, this is me and Caravan of Garbage.
You better believe
it. Listen up. We do this every Tuesday. If you've got a suggestion for something to look at, it could be a TV show, a movie, a comic book, a video game. Let us bloody know.
A Dostoevsky novel?
No!
Oh.
This counts as the Dostoevsky episode, all right?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
We also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. That comes out every Monday. We are
good at it.
There's unrelenting Star Wars news, so we're always covering
it. Oh, there really is. Oh, my God. Look, there's some big tentpole movies have been and gone.
Mm-hmm.
And for the rest of the year and probably our lives, it's just going to be Star Wars news every week. So if you're on board with that...
As I am.
Get into it.
As I am and you are.
Not.
Yes.
But all right.
But all right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Catch you later.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars,
Star Wars, Star Wars.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.